It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 176. Sam is on location.
Yep.
I don't know. You sound like you're reporting on something.
Yeah, it's getting a little loud out here.
At the Israel embassy or anything interesting?
Yeah, there's no way I would, you know, make our audience suffer through such shitty quality if I wasn't in a really exciting place. Yeah. So, rest assured, I can't tell you where because it's really exciting. But rest assured, I'm putting you through this because I had no other choice.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, I've got some stuff. We gave the people such a nice long, you know, in-depth boner last week. So I'm very. Yeah. I hope the patrons
still
were happy.
Sore.
Yeah, I hope they called that hotline or whatever. Man, what do I want to talk about? So yeah, I have actually quite a few random things. So first off, and we don't have to get too deep into this, but. I am almost to the point where I'd say I'm about 50-50 now as to whether Trump is going to get reelected. So
yeah,
it's about the worst fucking thing ever. The economy continues to do well, which is good, but the ways we measure the economy is just when rich people are getting richer. So that's happening. And then, but also, I mean, unemployment's really low. And then this whole Korea fucking shit. Like I can't help but wonder if, like, the North and or South Koreans are fucking with us. Like, if they're like...
It's weird.
Well, if they're like, well, we know Trump is the fucking worst, so what if we just give him credit for all this, and then he'll be reelected, and then America will be stupid for another 4 years.
Remember, I really like, am 5 not sure. Years ago when it was like, oh, God, we're going to have to... Or even a year ago, we're going to have to deal with...
Yeah, it was like
they're
5 months ago.
Yeah, there's going to be a nuclear war somehow, yeah. Somewhere. We're going to have to – we'll just pretend like life is good for now until that happens. And now it's like, nah, they're fine. They're giving it all up now.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But and honestly, like, if they give Trump credit for it, if both the South Korean guy – which they have, you know, for some reason, if they're like, oh, well, it's President Trump's leadership, then what can you say? Obviously – every sane person in the fucking world knows that he had nothing to do with it and he's a moron. Like, there's no way you'll ever convince me otherwise because it's just not true. But, like, they're going to do that thing. It's sort of like, oh, what is it like? It's like, I don't know, one of those polite situations where you just have to thank somebody. Say you win an award or something, Sam, for all this reporting you're doing on location. And then you during the ceremony, you're going to be like, well, I got to thank my wife and whatever. When really you don't, you know, obviously you did the report.
It was all me.
100% you. It's like that kind of thing where they're like, oh, yeah, I got to thank President Trump. And then because of that, it's like, well, I don't know. You can't really argue with it. I guess he just did it somehow. Stupid.
Isn't it really because they're just so poor and running out of money and they just can't, like, they're going to have to be nice and so they can give trade and actually not have the people starve to death? Isn't that what everybody
pretty
says?
Much and South Korea actually that guy I think one version I've heard is that, like, once Trump started tweeting just absolutely ridiculous stuff that was kind of scary, you know, because if there's a war, it's not Americans that will die, it's South Koreans that will die,
you
know? So, like, that guy was, like, super scared. Moon or whatever his name is was, like, super scared that, like, oh, okay, shit, and then just started, you know, like really working to try to have some sort of peace process. But anyway, point is, fuck everything, because I'm starting to think that Trump will get reelected. Can you imagine another fucking 4 years? God.
It'd be a lot like these 4 years.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Oh, man, it's the worst. Anyway, so I just wanted to bum everybody out and reminder to go vote in the midterms, because that's all that fucking matters. Okay.
Well, at least sports betting is legal now, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. Finally. Thank Trump for that. President Trump coming through again with the sports betting.
It's really weird how, like, what is his name? Chris Christie? He's still the New Jersey. He's still there, I guess?
I don't think so.
No. I just saw a quote from him about, like, oh, the people. Anyway, whatever.
Oh, I think he's term limited. Like, he's. Yeah, good.
Last I saw him, he was sitting on the beach. That's the last thing.
Yeah. I think he's still there. Yeah, no, his term ends in 2018. So,
okay.
And he can't run again or something.
Well, he said something like, finally, like, the people have said they wanted this, and finally it's legal or whatever. And it's just it's weird. It's like, why was it illegal in the first place? I don't understand.
And as if that applies to any fucking thing else.
Yeah. Like,
the people want a billion things and nothing happens. We all want gun control. Like, literally, they pull it and 140% of people are like, yeah, obviously, just do all this gun control. And then the Republicans are like, they'll take away our gun, and nothing ever happens. Like, as if that's how politics fucking works, ever.
Yeah, I just laughed at that.
Dude, net neutrality. Like, what percentage of people want Trump to not ruin the fucking net neutrality thing? It's like 80% of people, but it doesn't matter. They just do it anyway.
Yeah.
Sports bet. I actually saw that headline, but I didn't like read the details. Is it like how, do you know anything about it? I mean, like, how big is it? Is it like any sports betting anywhere? Like, can I go to the grocery store and bet on sports now?
They're saying I think from what I understand is that they just said like whatever that law was from before is like not good anymore. So now they have to figure out
they'll make a new worse one.
Yeah, no, they're just going to get rid of it, and then the states are going to be able to do whatever, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be a bunch of years. It's like the marijuana thing where it's still, no one still knows. By the way, did you hear that the sales of marijuana in California are like a quarter of what they expected?
Oh, yeah, I read that. It's because every municipality banned it. So, but it's only legal in, like, Sacramento, because every other city, I mean, not literally every other, but like virtually every other place was like, nah, we're making it illegal, because it's not legal in the same way that it is in Washington, Colorado, or whatever. So like, it's just not criminalized or whatever. I don't know, something like that. That's what I read, and it was like they did these estimates based on if the whole state was cool with it, and nobody in the state apparently is cool with it.
I thought it was also because of all the licensing, like they had to scramble to try to make up how it would work, like getting a license to sell it. And I remember when I was, didn't I do that on the show like a million years ago about how you could just like call and get delivered marijuana and all that?
Yeah.
And, but I looked and there's very few that are even up and running still.
So. Yeah. Yeah. That's part of it too.
Anyway, that was interesting.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else do I have? Dude, so I got my oil changed the other day. And God, you know what? I'm still going back and forth. Side note, I'm still going back and forth between, and I cannot decide between, do I want to drive my shitty Hyundai Elantra for the rest of my life? Like just forever until it's just the wheels and like in a cartoon, you know, where it's like as long as I can. It's just the wheels and me and then the steering wheel. Or do I want to buy right now a way too expensive, better car? Like, I can't. And it's
weird. I've been in that mode for over a year.
Yeah, it's like, there's no middle. There's no part of me that's like, oh, well, buy a sensible, you know. Like, because I already have that. Like, the car is fine. It's already doing all the carring things I need to do. But do I want to buy? God, I had a chance to drive a few rental cars on my Chicago trip, and man, there's some good features nowadays in cars. My car has no features, like zero, absolutely no fucking features. And it's amazing. Like the auto fucking brights, that's pretty cool. The auto everything, just everything on it. Or do I want to drive my piece of shit and hold out long enough to where we don't even have to fucking drive cars?
Yeah.
That's, you know, that could be 10 years away or something. I don't know. So I can't
I'm
decide.
The same exact situation.
But I got my oil changed, and the weirdest thing happened. Like, I can't even... I wish I could just put people into the video experience of what this was. Because I was waiting for fucking ever. I also had to get my tires rotated, because I just hadn't forever, and I was... kind of actually worried. I felt like my, you know, the car was swerving a tiny bit. Like, yeah, I had to correct a little bit. I think the wear was, might've been a little uneven, but I could have been imagining it. But anyway, I want to get them rotated. And so I was waiting for a while. And first, the first part of the story was I was waiting for fucking ever. And my car was just parked. Like it went through the thing. Like, it went through the, you know, they've got the guy that lives under the ground.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I like to imagine he just lives there. Like, that's the guy's house is under the ground. And then occasionally they park cars over him and he changes the oil. And it's like like the terms of his lease or something.
It's weird how, as a human, when you see another human, like, underneath the normal floor that we all... It's like it's like, what are they doing down there? It's awesome.
Yeah, so magical. It's really cool.
Like, wonder what it's like down there. Is it hotter or colder?
I wonder what his setup is. Does he have other rooms that he goes into? When really it's just a fucking nothing, like hole in the ground. But anyway, so it went through all that. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's got to be done. And it just fucking sat there. And the first part of the story was... I started, you know, I gave it a good 10 minutes of just like, okay, is it done? And just nobody's fucking, you know, like how bad of a business is this? You know, is this, do people not give a shit? But every interaction with the people at the business before that had been pretty good. It'd been like, oh yeah, all right, we'll do it. You know, like they cared, you know? So I was like, is something going on? Like what's happening? And then what happened was this really good looking youngish, I can't tell you how old, but probably 20s, like not old, could have been, yeah, I don't think she was in like high school or anything. I think she was definitely in her mid 20s, but really good looking. Came one time and then another time and then another time and was like asking about her bill. And she came one time and then left and I was like, okay, well, whatever. And then she, like 20 minutes later, she comes back in and then leaves again. And then the guys, I kind of heard some murmuring, you know, like the guys talking to each other behind the desk. They're like, oh yeah, she always tries to like argue about the discount she got on the car wash or something. I was like, what? And I thought like, I must've misheard. Cause that sounds like the stupidest fucking thing ever. She comes in a third time, this good looking girl, like really good body, like not, I don't, I need to emphasize how good looking this girl was because it seems so out of stereotype for her to come in. And then she's like, what, the third time she comes in, she's like, what's this labor rate here? They're like, that's the cut. She was arguing over like $8 or something. Like, she couldn't figure out. I couldn't even describe what she couldn't figure out because it made no sense. Like, there must have just been something wrong with her because she was like, yeah, I need to see it for myself. You know, I just need to see it for myself on the third fucking time that she's been in there talking to them. Weird. And it was all it was like she has to use synthetic oil. You know, that's the thing. You got a newer car. You got to use the synthetic oil that's a little more expensive. And she like couldn't figure that out. And they were like, yeah, that's just the rate. And she got to the point, I love this point where with all these arguments where she's like, why is that more? And then they're just like, it's just more. Like, it's just the end answer is it's the bill. Like, that's what the fucking thing is. Just pay the fucking thing. God, I almost like four times I was like, I will go just put a $20 bill right in front of her. Just take this. Just take this money. I'll double it. Whatever you're arguing, the $8 you're arguing about, I will triple it for you to just never do this again. Like, I just realize that this is an insignificant amount of money. You've got a newer car that you're changing the oil on and you're opting. And by the way, before people get on me with, oh, some people, they don't have any money. Yeah, I know. She was opting for like the higher car wash and was like, how much is the discount if I get this, the, you know, supreme fucking whatever word car wash. And like that, she's not poor. It wasn't that. It was some pathological fascination with the $8 discount and whether it should be more or less or, you know, and like, It was so fucking weird. One time, I still probably would have told a story about it. Like, if she came in one time and was like, hey, what is this? Oh, okay. Nah, probably not. Twice, I would have told a story. Three times she comes back in. Oh, another question. Just all to try to get the $8. Go work somewhere for an hour. Like, that same amount of time, you could work a minimum wage job and make that $8. Like, it was the weirdest fucking thing ever. God.
I wonder if she got like ripped off before by somebody, and so now she's just like super paranoid that everyone's ripping her off.
So
it would be hard
weird.
To be a woman like doing anything car related. You just think,
but like here's the thing, though. I agree, but this is a pretty simple fucking thing. Like, it's just the bill says this is the fucking rate for the oil change, and you get this discount on the car wash. And by the way, it's like $45. Like, the bill itself was, I think I heard them say it was like $50. I mean, you're not, what do you get? How ripped off can you be when your bill is $50? Like, you can get ripped off by auto people 100%. Like, if they're doing, changing something, or, oh, your transmission, and then there's thousands of dollars, you know, $50, it's an oil change. What are you going to get that down to? You know, $43? Like, I don't even, it's so fucking weird. God. Anyway, what the other part of the story was going to be was that I was pretty sure that between this and some other people who came in, so this other couple came in, and the dude was like either friends or relatives with one of the guys, and they were shooting the shit hey, family, like this guy, this woman, and their two kids, they weren't getting any auto work done. It was like, come on down to the oil change place, and we'll shoot the shit with our friend for an hour, which, whatever. But then I started to see my car in that parking spot and be like, okay, is this why I'm still waiting here? Because some weird psychopath wants $8 and these other people are talking to this person. So that's when my timer went off of like, okay, I really have shit to do. Is this going to be the reason why I'm stuck here, you know? And then I went up and I was asking, I was like, hey, it's been a while. Like, is my thing done? And he's like, oh, it's waiting for the tire rotation. So I guess it was like they had done the oil change part, but it was parked for eternity to do the. And then right when I said something like, oh, no, it's going now, you know, so who knows? I don't know if they were on it or not. But, man, that was my nothing oil change story. It took like an hour and 20 minutes, which is a long
story
time.
Or the actual. Yeah.
No, the story took an hour. Yeah. I want to make sure to cover everything.
It'd be awesome if they used like the guy that's 10 feet underground, if he was like. Like, if he was a thing that frightened everybody because he was under there, if like anytime people ask questions, like, well, you could, if you want it, you could
take
go
it up
down there and ask the guy. Yeah. If like, oh, no, no, yeah, no. Yeah. I mean,
here,
no,
we'll
I
lead you right down. There's a rope ladder that you can take.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't really, like, I don't know when we could get you back up because it's kind of like.
You'll have to change a couple, do a couple oil changes while you're down there.
We don't have time to really be shuttling people up and down. You can go down there. There's a slide. You can't crawl up the slide, obviously.
Yeah, it's kind of one way. People don't really need to come out of there. This is the thing. Like,
in fact, I don't know if the last guy that was down there ever came back. But anyway, maybe he probably did.
He probably just wants to stay there, though. Man. Yeah, that was weird. Anyway, that was a nothing story. But that's what happened. The thing
I always think with those situations is like, you know, there's certain services where you can kind of figure out, like, you have an appointment and you just go and like a haircut. You might wait like 5 minutes while our hair cutter has to like clean up a little bit, but you have appointment times and you just go and you're out in a half hour or whatever, every time almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then things like oil changes, it's like you could be there for 4 hours or it's right away. Like, you never know until you show up. They really all need to be that, like, with technology and apps and stuff, there needs to be like you check the oil change place and it's like if you go now, there's nobody.
Yeah,
no cars. And so you don't even go. I don't want to even go if it's going to take an hour. But anyway.
Yeah. And everyone would space out their, it'd probably be good for everybody. Like, everyone would space out when they're going. Just get a fucking sensor on everything. Like, somehow there should be wherever the gremlin that lives underground should have a little sensor so we know how, you know, utilized he is.
Definitely a live camera of whatever he's doing down there at all times. Like, I don't know where you went, but
yeah, I picture he has like a VCR and a small TV, you know, like it's got to be like an old technology
shitty coffee pot. Yeah, I wonder what kind of stuff he has down there. But at night, it must be fun. Like, he probably has other gremlins over.
At night, yeah. He gets some cool cars to park over him or something. Like different.
Yeah. Tell his friends, like, oh, God, I had a Corvette parked above me, like, all night last night.
When you say his friends, you mean the other people who live down there? Or?
Yeah. Other gremlins.
He doesn't come out, yeah. Maybe there's a – is there a tunnel system that connects the two? Because there's two stations.
Yeah, because you'll see – they'll bring a caged guy from another one. That they'll, like, transfer him around and they'll lower the cage down there and let him out.
Yeah, like Jurassic Park style. Like, yeah. It has to do, like transfer. Oh, yeah. Man. Anyway, did you have anything? Or what are you reporting on? How's the situation on the ground over there?
I think it was after the Stormy Daniels thing. I just set 60 minutes to record every week. I was like, maybe I'll watch 60 minutes every once in a while. Because remember in high school when we had to watch it for that class? it's sometimes fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a decent show.
Yeah. And I was watching one last night that had, it was like, you know, they usually have three stories, but this one was one story and then like a double time on one story because it was about zoos and like breeding animals and all that shit. Yeah, it was amazing what they're doing now, like how they do all the breeding. I didn't know, but like they have all their genes mapped out of all the different species and they match them up because they don't want like inbreeding or like the same. They don't want to lose genes because, you know, they started with all these, like, they captured a bunch of animals and got them into the zoo systems. And they try not to go out and capture animals to put in. They try to just breed their own through all the zoos in the United States or all the zoos in Europe. They kind of work together to breed different gene sets. Not like they want ones with bigger ears or things like that. Just like, you know, different features or whatever it is, or like health things. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, I think it's because like if they're all the same genetics, then one disease could just kill everything or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. But the thing I was going to tell you that was interesting is in Europe, the whole second half of the story was like this debate about in Europe, they will, like, if, because they can't stop them from breeding, obviously, unless they either do birth control or, I guess, abortions or whatever.
Which specific animals are you talking about? You were a little Skypey, so I couldn't hear you for a sec.
Well, they, all of them, every single, every just anything. Animal. But the ones they were talking about was like, so the thing that happened was there's these giraffes in Europe somewhere. And what happens with giraffes, I guess, is like when there's a male born, after about 2 years, it starts to like challenge the dad male that's leading the little group of giraffes or whatever. And they fight. They basically just fight to the death. And then whoever wins is like the leader of the little harem. Yeah. And then that male breeds with all the females, you know?
Yeah.
And so they got to this point where they had this 2-year-old male giraffe and they were like, well, we could either let them fight to the death and see who wins or try to transfer him to a different zoo, but there was no zoos that could take him. And so they ended up just killing him. And like, it was like this huge outrage. Yeah. And in America, they do birth control. Like they give the animals actual birth control pills, or they like swap out their eggs with fake eggs if they're birds or, you know, whatever, lays eggs. And I couldn't decide which made more sense. Cause the guy was like, well, in the wild, the dad would have killed the 2-year-old and he would be dead. So we didn't, you know, that's what, and he goes, And in Europe, they don't do the birth control because they're like, they think the animals should be able to just breed. And like, it's kind of cruel to have animals not be able to do breeding because that's, I mean, that's what all animals are basically alive to do. But especially wild animals, they can't do anything except for eat and bone. Basically. Yeah. And to take the browning away is like, well, why? It's just funny to hear it. I don't know. Maybe it's hard to explain or maybe I'm not explaining it right, but. When they talk about zoo animals, I'm thinking like we're zoo animals. Like it's not
– yeah.
Like some people when you're probably thinking of the zoo, they're like these are just animals and we're not this. But I was trying to think of myself as like, yeah, what if I was in a zoo and like I couldn't – I guess birth control is not exactly not breeding. You know.
Well, you know, but those animals are masturbating all day. Well, that was the great – dude, that was one of my favorite things I talked about like years ago was how – like – certain animals can masturbate and certain can't. And, you know, like a turtle, like a tortoise must see.
Huge,
you know,
masturbator.
No, the opposite. What if they must see. If a tortoise sees like a, you know, a chimpanzee just jacking off so furiously, just like really going at it. Tortoise must be like, what the fuck, man? I can't even, there's nothing I can do. I can't, there's, My hands are claws. First off, you don't realize that about tortoises. They got those claws, and then there's nothing. I can't get them anywhere near that area. By the way, a lot of animals, their penises are like inside them. They like, you know, they can't even get at them. It's just, it's one of the great injustices is what I'm saying. Yeah. And not enough people talk about it.
Yeah. So I was just trying to have this debate with myself. So this is what made it even crazier is in the European zoo, they killed the giraffe.
Yeah. Was this that story we heard about like years ago? Like three years ago where everybody was outraged?
Yeah.
That one. Okay.
And then, so I think the part of the reason why, maybe a small part why it was outrageous is then they did a live dissection in public, which I think it was Denmark or That's something. Right. And the guy was like, yeah, well, we do that here. And kids watched it. And I was like, and the, you know, 60 Minutes interviewer later, you know, obviously American, and she was like, that's just like disgusting. Like, and they were like, why is that disgusting? Like, they get to see the animal. We already killed the thing.
Yeah, we dissect bullshit in high school. Like, that's.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And dude, the topper is that after they dissected it, they cut it up and fed it to the lions in the zoo for everyone to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And I was and I was thinking, like, okay, that is kind of. It was almost like those people were like, this is what we're doing, and we're doing it all the way. And I'm like, that makes actual sense. All of it actually made more sense than what we do.
Every step of it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And he's like, well, why would – so you want us to just throw the meat in the garbage or, like, burn it up? We got to – and the guy said something that I was like, oh, God, that's perfect. He goes – he's like, we would have had to kill a cow to feed to the lions. So should we just throw the giraffe meat away and kill a cow, another thing?
I got to watch this. Oh, man. Yeah. That totally was my experience of reading the story at the time was, oh, that sounds bad. And then you read it, it's like, well, you got to realize most of the time it's people are fucking idiots. But with zoos, it's like these are scientists. You know, they're not just some jackoffs that are like, oh, how do we make things really shitty? It's like, no, they're scientists. They're thinking of what's the best thing to do in all these situations.
The weird thing about all of it is like – you know, humans can't understand like once they get a few steps away from something, they're kind of stuck in whatever, you know, whatever this thing is. It's like, first off, there's zoos. Like, we're capturing animals. They're living in like concrete nothings. It's terrible, first off. And then, so once you're at that, it's like, so these same people will go to the zoo and pay money and like, you know, laugh at the monkeys or like scream at them or, you know, like treat them like they're fucking caged monkeys. That's fine. But then like once they kill one of them, it's like the worst thing ever. But I was thinking how like it is kind of cool. I mean, they have been able to, you know, save certain endangered species and bring them back, you know, populations back, and they let them out in the wild. Overall, I think the whole thing's probably okay, like just zoos in general. And for learning and things like that, I guess, or getting people to like appreciate wild animals so that we don't just kill them all off and have no animals left. But yeah, the whole thing is like they honestly – it wouldn't be that outrageous if they were just breeding giraffes to feed to the lions, would it?
Yeah. No. No, we have selective outrage. That's people's problems. We're not clear thinkers. You know, like if you have a problem with any of that, step one is you'd better be a fucking vegan first. Like first and foremost, if you're going to pipe in with any advice to the zookeeper, I don't know if you can hear that, but somebody's doing a fucking construction project in my house, apparently. Yeah, so sorry. I can't hear it. Sorry about that. You'd better be a goddamn vegan, step one. But no, they're probably eating, like, they have a cheeseburger in their mouth as they're complaining about some shit with a giraffe. Like, it's people are not good at, like, being consistent and thinking things through.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, why don't they just breed all the extra ones for feeding the other animals so we don't have to kill more cows? Everyone's okay with just slaughtering cows constantly. Yep. Dude, as we've been talking, a billion cows were just shot in the head. Nobody cares. Because they're food animals. But like a giraffe who's nothing. Like, why? Who cares about
it's
giraffes?
It's just a cow on stilts. Like, it's just a cow.
Yeah.
They're not any smarter. They look stupider, by the way.
They do. If giraffes were brown, if they just had brown fur, we would just slaughter them and eat them. But they have spots. They have like orange. Cool white and orange pelts, so they're cool.
Yeah,
and like they look dumber and they're tall, I guess. So
plus, I feel like we should be killing more giraffes. Like if we, just based on merit. Well, because if it's anything like you know the game Battletoads, when you kill the giraffe, you can probably like use their legs or something.
Yeah,
because it's That's how video games work. So I'm pretty sure.
It just must be annoying to. I was just because they were interviewing an American zoo master. I don't remember what they're called. Zoo master, I think, is what he is. And he was like kind of out. He was acting like he was outraged about the whole like killing the giraffe. And he's like, "We do birth control." And the guy in Denmark was like, "Yeah, birth control is so they can't have kids. They have babies, and they have all these side effects. You're feeding them drugs. Like, it's true. It's like that doesn't make any sense either." Yeah. It makes less sense, really. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it was. I think that's one of those, you know, professional zoo master rivalry things. You know, it's like zoo master, you know, they're going to find a way to nitpick.
Yeah, there's a real zoo master divide between the America and Europe, apparently.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, I remember that. Did you have anything else, or should I do a thing?
I have one more thing, but you could go.
Oh, I don't care. Well, I got a question. Here, actually, this is just... So, we rewatched Westworld Season 1 before Westworld Season 2 is now, like, 3 episodes in. I think you haven't started Season 2, right?
No, I have not.
Well, I won't spoil anything, but I don't have to spoil anything. Just watching Westworld Season 1 again, my thought was, like... This is a question. For you and everyone else out there, I'm very curious, like... If you were in Westworld as one of the many, many just stand there and be a naked robot cameos, like if you were that, would you tell people? Like, would you, hey, I just booked a thing. You can see me on Westworld episode 5. I'm a dead naked body. Like, would you tell anybody? Or is that one of those jobs you just do and then you're like, oh, whatever. Somebody notices, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you're not. There's no way you're telling your mom and dad, like, no. Guys, tune in to Westworld. See, you know, this episode, and you'll see me standing there with my penis out. Like, that's because there's like 45 actors who their part in Westworld. It's a lot more than a typical show. Their part was stand here and be a naked body. Like, that's it. You don't even get, it's not even like a show where it's like, oh, you got to have a sex scene with the protagonist or something, you know, it's not even that. It's like, nah, just standing, just hanging out, just a robot. I want to know, would you tell anybody?
I've definitely thought that exact thing on that show. Yeah. I'm just like, what are those people? I think of it also more like when they take a part like that, are they like worried about their next acting job, like, oh, let's see your reel or whatever, like, your portfolio,
literally just me standing here naked, like,
yeah, that's... just because you'd have to show the, like, you couldn't just say, oh, I was in Westworld, they want to know, like,
oh, are you sir are you sir oh, what's his name, damn it, you know,
I don't know. Oh yeah, Anthony Hopkins.
Are you Sir Anthony Hopkins? That's the first question. You're like, well, no, not quite,
because don't you think they've honestly, like when they went to, if they go to another audition and they have a little folder of whatever, how does that work? Do they have like a picture of them naked?
Well, I think, okay, it's probably a dog eat dog world out there. You know, they're trying to get parts. And I could imagine that it would depend on what you're auditioning for. Like if you're auditioning for a, you know, an NBC show, you're not, I think you would just not put that in. It would be like, I think it's like a job resume where you're like, eh, I'll just not talk about that one. I'll just kind of, you know. Maybe because a lot of that level of actor, too, they're doing a million little tiny things. They don't have to list all of them. So they'd probably be like, but if they're doing another HBO show, they're doing something with nudity. They'd probably be like, yeah, here, I'm willing to just fucking have my penis out for no reason on camera. Like, here you go. They might. I don't know.
Or what about like the audition process for the naked thing?
Yeah.
How does that even work?
Yeah. Here, we'll hand you your sides. I don't know if you know that's the term for the script when you're in a reading a scene. Here's your sides, and then it's just a blank page because you just stand there naked.
Well, did they come in and get naked and they're like, nah, probably. No, yeah. Just pass.
Like, I really wonder about that too. I imagine that's how it used to be. They probably used to do that, you know, because they're fucking sleazeballs with like every actress. Yeah. They're just like, okay, step one. Nowadays, I bet you there's a decent amount of like, I don't know if regulation is the right word, but there's probably like a protocol, especially when you talk about like the unions and stuff. There's probably like the actors union has like, yeah, you can't just tell somebody to do that. I bet that's my bet on that one. But I really wonder, like, would you tell some, you're in one of the most popular shows ever. Like, it's a really good show that a lot of people like. Do you say, like, hey, I'm that naked money over there? It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet they don't.
Yeah. You might tell, like, a friend, maybe. Like, you know,
guy to
guy.
It might be like, you think, like, well, I'll get another part soon that I can talk about. So I'll just not talk about this one.
Yeah.
And then after, like, a year goes by and you haven't gotten anything, and, like, Westworld's in season 3, it's really popular, even more popular.
You can't even do a thing where, like, years down the line, if that was the best job, you can't even do the thing where, well, my claim to fame was nothing. Like, I actually didn't do it. I was in some shows, but I'm not, you don't want to tell. You're like, you're teaching drama at a high school or something. Like, well, my biggest claim to fame was not that. Never mind. I won't tell you about that.
Yeah. You would just not say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, I was going to say something else. I forgot. Oh, I bet we'd be really, really depressed to learn that, like, every one of those people probably got paid $427.
And yeah.
That's it.
Gave away their body.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. People, you know, people do what they... It's, I think people are getting more and more cool, that kind of thing, and fine, whatever people want to do. But I wonder what you got paid for that. I really do. Like, was it... Could it be $1,000? Could it be... Because, like, for me to do it, it would have to be... I don't know, $100,000.
Yeah,
like,
a lot. Well, and on that show specifically, not a spoiler really, because, well, I guess if you haven't seen season one, it's not even a spoiler.
But he hasn't seen season two, so don't worry. He's not going to spoil any season two stuff.
This isn't a spoiler, I don't think, because you already said there are naked people. Yeah. There's. It's not just like some shows where it's really, really good looking naked people. There's like shots of just like a bunch of average people.
Which I respect. I like when they, you know, I like that.
Yeah, although, it's fine. I'm just saying, so it's not like... If you're, you know, a gorgeous man or woman that's naked and you're like,
yeah, right.
I mean, this is awesome. Like, everyone's going to be like, holy shit.
You're right. I was going to say that, too. It's sometimes what they do, I've noticed in some of these series, is I bet you they're finding, like, adult film stars for some of these things, you know, where it's like, oh, we need, it's a party scene. It's going to be nudity. Like, that might be something where if you're an adult film star, you're like, yeah, I'll go, whatever. I'll be in the background. But this... Because of what you just said, it's not that, you know, it's like older, kind of, you know, sometimes overweight people. And it's like really interesting. I don't know. I was just thinking about it. Anyway.
Yeah. How do they get those people to do it?
I wouldn't tell anybody unless I was had a lot of lines. I think if you're no lines and you're just doing that, it's like, I don't know. But I guess people would recognize you though if you have lines.
That would be the weird thing, is if you didn't, you made it a point to not tell anybody because you didn't want anyone to know, and then some random friend was like, I totally just saw you naked on that show. And you're like, no, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, it's definitely you.
I would be fine with it as long as every single person who noticed just messaged me like, hey, nice penis. Like, that's what everybody should do.
Yeah. Great better than penis. I thought you would have had.
Yeah. Exactly. That's way better. I had low expectations, and that you exceeded them. That's what I want to hear.
What are you doing later?
Yeah. man. Anyway, well, I guess you had one more thing, or do you want to save it? Or
we got to do boner, so.
Oh, you want to do boner?
Yeah, we should.
Well, then let's call it. We're calling it right now for the normies, and we'll have something really good for the bonus content over on patreon.com/shoeshine. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week, or if you are a patron, we will see you right now.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.